Riot Youth is a youth-led, youth-driven group at the Neutral Zone in Ann Arbor that brings together lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer questioning, and allied youth to sort of bridge a number of different pieces. We bridge community organizing, so social justice work around issues of bullying, harassment, and creating a safe and respectful climate with social support, where youth can talk about what's going on in their lives, what it means to be LGBTQ. And they also do a lot of really fun activities, like host a queer prom and various sorts of outings and field trips and such.
Leo, why did you become a part of the group?
I grew up with two moms, and I grew up in a very open community where being yourself was okay, and that hiding yourself, you didn't need to do that. And when I was in eighth grade, I came out as transgender, and I was looking for a space that I could really connect with, not only because of my parents, but because of my identity. And I tried many times to get in. I got in at the end of eighth grade because that was closest to the age where they were allowing students to come in. And it kind of just took off from there. I got really involved, and I had a lot of fun. So I kept coming back, and I've just been really having a good time.
How has the group changed your life?
It's really been there when I didn't have anyone or any group to go to. I don't know how to put it. It kind of saved my life in a way. You know, I didn't have anyone to talk to. I didn't have anyone to turn to. And I found Riot Youth, and I realized there are not just other transgender people. There's a spectrum of other identities within the queer community, and that we all can come together and just be ourselves. We don't have to worry about our pronouns being messed up in class or anything like that. We can just come and chill. And it's really been a great support for myself.
So, Laura, tell me about the survey that you created. You created a survey?
Well, the youth created the survey. The youth came together about 4 years ago. And what was happening was that a number of youth were being bullied and harassed in the schools. And it wasn't being believed. It wasn't being addressed. This doesn't happen in liberal Ann Arbor. And so they decided to do a survey to show how extensive the bullying and harassment was. And so they focused on sexual orientation, gender identity, race, and appearance. And with the results of the survey, they created a report, and they also created a theater troupe called the Gayrilla Theater Troupe, which combines the results of the survey with their own personal stories, and they perform it all over the place, all over the state, both in school settings and in other types of settings. So, for example, at the Rotunda in Lansing around the anti-bullying legislation. And then they perform it both for adults in the school system and for youth. We have a separate script for each of those.
Leo, are you a part of that?
I actually joined the very first day. I joined Riot Youth, and we had a performance the next day, and I've been involved ever since I joined, and it's a really great experience. It's really empowering, too, for us. Like, I was really shy. I had trouble speaking, and to have a face-to-face, even though it's not really a talk, it's still, you're telling them what's going on. The adults that are there are not doing anything or didn't know. It's really a great experience.
And when you're performing the play, you're actually talking about real stories.
Exactly, and that's why it's so powerful. Although this may not have happened to me, it may have happened to someone I knew. Even reading it, you still don't know what they really went through. All you know is what happened. It's our job to try and convey the emotion. It's not about producing big quality Broadway. It's about storytelling, plain and simple, and that's what we do.
And you're telling the stories of people who have been bullied.
Mm-hmm.
What reaction do you get?
Most of the time it's very positive. Sometimes I've had people say that they saw someone crying. When you start, it's just silent. And when you turn around and you can see the adults' faces, they're really tuned in and they're really listening. With students, we have now a small group discussions afterwards where we split up and people share. They are really telling us their own experiences, and it's eye-opening for both sides.
Two aspects of what Leo said I want to just sort of add to, which is that something that's really exciting about the Gayrilla Theater Troupe is that anybody can participate in it. The only requirement is that you go to one rehearsal. And so they can have their scripts with them on the stage. And the blocking is relatively simple, pretty easy to pick up. And our goal is to get as many youth as possible up on that stage to experience what that's like, to tell their story, to tell other people's story, and to have that relationship with the audience. Because we find, just like what Leo explained, was that it's an incredibly empowering experience for the youth. And it really builds their self-confidence, self-esteem, their sense of self-efficacy in the world. And so we try to give as many opportunities as possible for as many youth to participate in the troupe. The other point I wanted to bring up is that Leo talked about when they go into the schools and perform for youth, they break up into small group discussions afterwards. And those discussions are youth facilitated, and they designed the post-performance dialogue discussion groups. And so the adults sort of take a step back. We're not so much in the room, or maybe we're in a room, but we're sort of off to the side. So the youth can really have a space on their own to talk about what's going on in their schools without having kind of adults hovering over them. And so I think a really critical piece of it, and what makes their work so effective, particularly in the schools, is that it is youth-led. And we actually took the survey results and did some analysis on our survey data and found that youth are more likely to intervene when they see other youth intervening as opposed to seeing adults intervening.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And so I actually co-authored an article with two of the Riot Youth alumni on this study, and so it's actually under review right now based on this data. And what's so exciting is that youth will listen to other youth. And in many ways, adults play a really critical role. But I think the role that we play is really to both work with other adults, but also to support the youth in doing their work. They know what needs to happen in the schools. They know what's wrong. They know that things need to be changed. They know effective ways of intervening. And so what we need to do is sort of support them to do that work. One of the really critical pieces in the process of sort of the work we do around stopping bullying and harassment is the notion of saving face. And so how do you intervene with a friend or, you know, someone in your class and do it in a way where that person who you're sort of calling out can save face, right? They're more likely to then stop the behavior, and you're able to engage in a discussion about, oh, you know, my bad, you know, and just go on. I mean, I do think that there needs to be kind of systematic policies, and, you know, if someone's continually bullying, there's some kind of a way that the school is, the administration's handling it. But in terms of just the day-to-day interrupting of language and sort of behaviors that can be hurtful and disrespectful to youth, the youth really have a sense of how to intervene in an effective way. And how do you intervene when it's a friend that is saying or doing things? I mean, that's one of the hardest things to do, and they've become really good at doing that, and it's really exciting to watch.
How do you think Riot Youth is having an impact on the larger community?
I would say we're having an impact on multiple levels of the larger community. We're having an impact on statewide legislation. They've been up lobbying around the anti-bullying policy to try to get an enumerated anti-bullying policy for the past, I guess, 6 to 8 months. We've been up to Lansing 3 times. They also started a petition that went national. It's on change.org. And there's over 50,000 people who have signed the petition in support of the youth. We also kind of have the ears of a lot of different sort of representatives on multiple levels. And so, for example, the school boards in the area now turn to Riot Youth as an expert on bullying and harassment, especially for LGBTQ folks, but also just the overall issue of bullying and harassment. And so they'll come to us and say, we want to make this change. What do you suggest we do? And so they're having an impact on multiple levels of policy, but then they're also just having an impact in the schools, and they're having an impact on one another. And so a lot of people come to Riot Youth, they describe it as sort of a family, right? And so they're creating these institutional changes, they're creating behavioral changes, and they're also creating change in one another and in themselves.
It sounds like what you're talking about really, though, is creating a community that's inclusive.
Yeah, inclusive. Definitely. And respectful. Mm-hmm. Respectful of the diversity of our community, where everybody can be there and bring all of who they are to the table.
Leo, what would you say is the impact of Riot Youth on the community?
Well, Laura actually summed a lot of it up, but we have a GSA coalition meeting. GSA is a gay-straight alliance. It's like a club where people come, either gay or straight, just to come and talk about what can be done in their schools and in their classes. So we have a big one at Riot Youth every month where we get other schools' GSAs to come, and we talk about what we can do to help each other and everything. In the past year and a half that I've been here, Riot Youth has grown. It has gotten so... Our first meeting this year, we had at least 60 youth in one tiny room. But it's really... It is amazing how many people hear about Riot Youth and come and maybe it's their first time, and they just start keep coming back and coming back, and they tell their friends about it, and they come back. We've got a lot of attention and a lot of awareness about what Riot Youth is and what we do, and a lot of youth have really found a safe space in Riot Youth and a place, another family, and I think that's one of the biggest rewards we could have is just having so many youth here who feel that they can talk to us and that they can be themselves and they don't have to be afraid of anything. And that is just amazing to see every Friday.
Have you seen a difference in what it's like at school?
I came into high school as Leo, and I was trying to bring as much Riot Youth as I could into school. Thanks to Riot, I actually had the courage to write a letter to my school board about adding sexual orientation, gender identity, and gender expression into our district policy. And at like the day after, I had one of my teachers call someone out for calling someone a fag. And that was like, whoa, really? That's awesome. And I had a teacher even before that call someone out, a group of kids, for talking about how someone's gay. And these are teachers I really look up to. So when they did that, it was just really great to see. And I'm still trying to bring as much as I can into my school with checking people on the type of language they use and making it more inclusive and comfortable for other people, whether they are queer or not.
Well, thank you both very much for talking with me about this.
Thank you.
Thanks.